the intense heat wave. This is a very important story. I really needed to have given more time to it. And the reason we are discussing this is because, just as an example, in the National Capital Region, it is almost 46 degrees in Gurgaon today. Other parts of the country, Hisar above 7 degrees. Prayagraj above 5 degrees, almost 46 degrees. Rajgarh above 3 degrees. Akola above 3 degrees normal, right? Khajuraho 2 degrees above normal, at almost 45 degrees. And we can go on and on. Now this heat wave that we are actually seeing with Gurugram on Delhi's outskirts at almost 46 degrees, many would suggest has very little to do with a sudden event or a one-off event. In fact, it's part of a trend which we've seen for a long period of time. Joining us now, Professor Navroz Dubash, Professor of the Center for Policy Research. He joins us from Singapore. We're also joined by Professor Krishna Achyuta Rao. He's a Professor of the Center for Atmospheric Sciences at IIT Delhi. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. Navroz Dubash, first question to you. How would you respond to those who say that, you know, these things happen sometimes? Or is this actually linked to climate change?
Well, thank you, Vishnu, for having me on the show and for actually having a show on this topic. I think at this point, the evidence that the globe is under serious threat from the impacts of climate change is now indisputable. Any individual weather event, it's much harder to tell whether a particular event like this heat wave is directly tied to climate change. One has to do the detailed studies. But it is very, very clear that what we are seeing in terms of more heat waves, what we are seeing in terms of extreme weather events, what we are seeing in terms of coastal disruptions is very, very consistent with what the science has been predicting. And so that gives us a lot of confidence that, in fact, what we are seeing, dismayingly so, is, in fact, the first manifestations of climate change. It's not a future issue. It's a here and now issue. It's upon us already.
Professor Krishna Achyuta Rao, in simple terms, why is this happening, a heat wave of this intensity?
Well, there's a high-pressure system over North India and Pakistan and extending out, which essentially presses the air down and keeps us bright and sunny, doesn't allow for wind to circulate and cool things off. So this is a weather system that happens whenever there's a heat wave. There's typically a high pressure, but that's the current now. But as Navroz said, these kinds of events are something that we have seen increase. The data shows that there are increasing heat wave events across the globe, and certainly over India, there are, especially over northwest parts of India, there has been an increasing trend. And that's fully consistent with all of the science that climate change science tells us. Mm-hmm. So certainly this is part of the trend that we are seeing, and we can expect as we go forward if we don't do anything about climate change at the global level.
Professor Dubash, how is this link to climate change and these extreme weather events associated to a large extent with more extreme events in a shorter period of time? For example, last year there were two cyclones, one on the eastern seaboard, one on the western seaboard, within a period of a couple of days. Extremely intense. There were lightning storms in a short period of time across large parts of the center of the country. Many people lost their lives. There was a pattern of glacial melt, which we saw increasing with greater intensity in 2021 than we've seen perhaps at any stage of our history that's been recorded. So how is intensification of all of these things a key part of what is dangerous?
Well, Vishnu, I'm not a climate scientist, and Krishna is, which is why I'm very glad he's on the show. The reasons for the individual reasons for each of these lie in the complexities of climate science. It's one of the more complex areas of science. There's a lot of, you know, extremely powerful computing that goes into developing these models, and which is why, the incidents that you describe are very important, because they kind of bring to light what the implications of this are for the public. But then you have to step back and say, what is the broad pattern here? And can we be confident that the broad pattern is consistent with what we think will happen in a climate warming world? And that's why it's important to go back to some of the more systematic work, right? I think it's important for people like Krishna and myself, not necessarily to leap to conclusions about individual events, but when we step back and we look at the broad pattern and we look at what is being predicted by, for example, bodies like the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, then it seems likely that what you are describing, these individual instances, are part of that broader pattern. Let me pause for a second and give you an example of the sorts of things the panel has been saying in its report just a couple of months ago. When it comes to South Asia, it says there's clear evidence for coastal flooding in cities and heat-related impacts. It finds that globally, we've seen that there have been mass mortality events of species. So, you know, we talk about things like heat waves that we can perceive, but that's just the tip of the proverbial iceberg, in the sense it's a bad metaphor since we're talking about a heat wave, but there's a lot more going on between the surface. There's turmoil going on in the biosphere, in ecosystems and their relationship to the natural world around.
Sure.
And so this kind of churning and turmoil manifests in things like the extreme events that you're talking about. But if you go back and look at what the science says, we are actually moving into those patterns of more extreme rainfall events, more heat waves, more drought-like conditions, and so on and so forth.
Professor Rao, final question to you. Is the churning that Navroz spoke about more intense in the subcontinent over the last few years than it is in many other parts of the world?
Well, that would be hard to pinpoint. There are certainly things that indicate that, but for us to say one region is more intensely suffering these things than others requires a lot of data that we have to look at, data that goes back in time, and perhaps we need to do those studies to show one way or the other. But that's besides the point. Whether it's the most intense change in the world or not, it is bad enough that we have to be paying attention to it. And certainly everything that Navroz just talked about and all of those examples that you cited clearly indicate to us scientists that this is physically consistent with what we understand about science. Mm-hmm. There's no surprises here. We are trapping heat. And that heat is going to let loose heat waves. It is going to make the waters warmer in the oceans, which is going to set off cyclones. The extra heat is going to melt your glaciers and the snow and all of that. So there's no, this is not rocket science. This is fairly straightforward, even though Navroz says it's complicated science. This is high school level science that can tell us that this is what will happen. So, I think in terms of understanding what's happening on the subcontinent, we need a lot more analysis and data to be able to pinpoint not just how things are changing, but also how things might go in the future, which is where we have to focus now, because we've dotted the I's, crossed the T's in terms of telling people what changes have occurred.
And we don't have time. We can't... We can't
wait. We now need. That's right. We need to look forward to see what is coming down the pipe for us. What can we do about it? Because whether or not the global climate emissions problem gets solved, climate has changed, and it will change a little more, maybe a lot more. And that's where our focus needs to be as to how we're going to deal with those changes coming coming down the line.
Look, gentlemen, it's been fantastic speaking to you. I regret that our programs have to end, but this one does. But I'd like to invite you both again to discuss this in the future. We have a lot of space and time on this network for this issue. It affects billions around the world. Thank you very much for being with us. We are out of time on this program, but just before I leave you, we've got a compilation of some of the comments which have come in on our previous discussion, the language debate, Hindi versus those who believe that Hindi should not be our national language, isn't our national language. Tanay says, why do celebrities and politicians get into small issues of religion and languages instead of working for the betterment of the country? Surya says, how to meet the surging power demand, referring to this situation now, because of the mercury rising in many states. That's a key issue, also linked in a way to climate change. Out of time on Left, Right and Center. From all of us here, goodbye.